This is WSKG News. New York State is now accepting public comments on proposed health insurance rates. These are rates for plans sold on the state's exchange, not for people who get insurance at work. Although each person's specific rate depends on a lot of factors, New York insurers generally want to raise premiums on individuals and small groups. Bob Hinckley is with the insurer CDPHP. It's a not-for-profit. He used to work in the administration of former Governor Pataki. His company offers both small group plans and individual plans. It's asking to raise premiums for people on the individual market by about 15%, slightly below average. Hinckley says that's due to three things. One, New York may increase requirements for what health insurance has to cover.
Number two is the rising cost of healthcare in general. We're seeing a great amount of consolidation in terms of hospitals merging, hospitals buying up physician practices.
And three, Hinckley says the state's changing what's called the risk adjustment pool. That's the money used to shore up insurers who have sicker customers. According to Hinckley, upstate insurers with sicker patients will end up getting less of that money. But Elizabeth Benjamin at the advocacy group Community Service Society of New York says the big changes in risk adjustment came last year.
So it's not clear to me that this year would be an important year on that front to justify, huge price increases.
The state will make its decision on the requested rates later this summer. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.